Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Best friends chill by the pool, they belly dancing, lamping, throwback sweatsuits from Grambling, Maybach trucks breaking bad like Bryan Cranston, black and white night dunks, them clean pandas.
Ooh, that boy Nas is back. Oh, man. Who said hip-hop is dead? Well, he did. He said it was dead. Great album, too, by the way. 2006, one of his top five best albums of all time as well, because he spelled some truth on there. But, yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And I think I might have slipped last week and said that that was the last week of tequila month. There's one more day to get rid of, and the 31st just so happens to be today. This glorious Monday morning, if you will. And I was just like, well, got one more. Cody is not here today. He's got some work to do as well, too. So I'm running a solo here. And, man, this one, I'm not gonna lie, this one kind of caught me off guard, because I didn't really have this episode planned out per se. To be honest, I really never have any episode planned out. I kind of just go with the flow, if you will. Now, obviously, I know which drinks I'm going to be pouring, because I put that calendar together way before things kick off. Now I cannot get that fucking line in my head. Best friends chill by the pool, they belly dancing, lamping, throwback sweatsuits from Grambling, Maybach trucks breaking bad like Bryan Cranston, black and white night dunks, them clean pandas. Now, I got some black and white Jordans on right now, so, which are the, it's funny enough, they are the panda colors too, and they're the same layout of them as well. They're just not pandas, but I guess they are pandas, but they're not night dunks, so maybe he just switched that to Air Jordan, them clean pants. That doesn't rhyme. So I'll just stick to podcasting and not rapping. But this one's a very special episode because, like I said, I didn't really have this month planned out, per se, especially with last week. I did the, that was like on the fly, like a week in advance. I knew that I was going to be doing the El Patron, the El Alto Patron. I knew I was going to be doing that the first week. I did not know I'd be doing a Nosotros show. I feel like I did something else that I'm blanking on. I don't remember what else I did this tequila month. Either way, though, it's been a... Oh, that's right. I did a Lalo. That probably wasn't as planned, neither, because I had just literally bought that bottle around the same time that I planned to even do the Nosotros show. And this one, I wanted to save this show for something else, but I kind of fucked up and didn't have this month really put together, per se. And I wanted to save this for something special, but then I started thinking about it and was like, this is kind of special. It's wrapping up the month and so. And I was like, maybe I'd like to bring it back next year, but I feel like there's no time like the present. And I just went on their Instagram page, and they're already choosing new like strips to cover the label with. And I got a nice little story. I mean, it kind of ties in with last week and the week before that, obviously, episode. This all goes back to Tequila Ranch. Everything leads back to Tequila Ranch. But I wanted to talk about this bottle today. It's beautiful as hell, and I need to get a Reposado. It's a Blanco, though. And that's the, I believe I'm saying this right, Yayo, which is funny because I got a coaster on and I got the shirt. Well, no, I have to take it back. I had the shirt on yesterday. I don't have it on today, but I was able to get a V-neck shirt from, but, I was chatting with the owner, when I first met him and I think I called him the distiller or something like that too when I first met him. But either way, I was like, yo, this is really fucking good. He had this shirt that looked dope as shit. First of all, he looks like Jeff Bezos on the shirt, so that kind of looked cool as hell. But it was kind of like that old Miami Vice City style that I'll never freaking forget about it. So, oh man, so much to talk about. So little inkling, so little time. I'm trying to see something here. Let me see something. Okay. All right, I got everything together. So, first thing I want to talk about is, my man Nas had a new album out. And, it's really fucking good. I mean, I'm not shocked by it. It's 11 tracks on there. Well, 10 with a bonus track on there. It's really good. I'm trying to decide if this is better than Magic 1. I think it is, but I don't think I've deciphered that yet because I keep, every time I think of the first Magic, I think of tracks like Wave Gods as a single and like ASAP Rocky on there actually being good, because I don't really like him. But then again, I don't really like a lot of today's hip hop artists, even though ASAP Rocky's probably been around for like 10 years now, if not plus. But there's people on here, well, there's only two people on here. And one of them, the bonus track we've heard months ago, obviously, and that guy just sucks ass. I mean, he's terrible. His name's 21 Savage. That dude's god-awful. And, you know, funny enough, if he wasn't on there, the track wouldn't even be that bad, to be honest. But I hope those two never actually do a track ever again. Damn, this album's only 32 minutes long. It's really short. These Magic albums are like LPs, if you will. They're quick in and outs. And then he finally did a track with 50 Cent on there. Now, 50 Cent, let me tell you something about him. I know people think I like 50 Cent a lot because of his outside rap career. I think he's funny as shit. When he told Floyd Mayweather, let's have a reading challenge, and if you could read a full page of a Harry Potter book, then he would donate $50,000 to a charity of his choice or whatever. And he said, the hell with this bucket of ice. I thought that was hilarious as hell. That man has something in comedy, that's for sure. When it comes to rapping, that man needs to give that up because his verse on this album or this track called Office Hours, which I was feeling the track, and then he came on and it sucked. It even started off sucking. Like, it didn't even keep up on beat and everything like that. And I was just like, well, hopefully you have more beef with Floyd Mayweather and crack some more Harry Potter jokes, because that would be amazing, because that would recover from this. I feel like the album gets better as it goes along, too. Not to say it starts off weak. I guess 50 Cent kind of starts it off kind of weak, if you will. That's literally the second track on there. But Black Magic kicks it off into a new gear. And then Motion. I didn't think I was going to like that track at first because of the hook on it. But, man, this versatility that Nas has, it is incredible. And I just love that line. I cannot get that line out. It's not even like Nas' greatest line ever. It's just something about it. It just, the cadence of it out of that song or whatever, it just flows so nicely. You're just like, damn, that was clean. Best friends chill by the pool. They belly dancing, lamping, throwback sweatsuits for like Grambling. Maybach's, I already fucked it up. Breaking Bad like Bryan Cranston. Black and White Knight dunks them clean pandas. Oh, that's clean. Hold on. Hold on now. Wait a minute. Hold on.
like when the show ends. Best friends chill by the pool, they belly dancing, lamping, throwback sweatsuits from Grambling, Maybach trucks breaking bad like Brian Cranston, black and white night ducks, them clean pandas.
Ooh, man. Oh, and then it gets better after that, because then, although I think that might be my favorite track on there, then Bokeem Woodbine, that track is awesome as hell. And then you got Irvin Magic Johnson. That's a dope-ass album, too. And then track two is Slow It Down. I love that one, too. And then, I swear, if I didn't hear 21 Savage for, like, that first opening, that song, I might even like that song. But they just never need to do a track ever again. Like, the 50 Cent, I could probably tolerate a little bit or whatever. I'd be like, all right, yeah. And his verse was very short, so... And he's not dominating the track. It doesn't feel like it's a collaboration. It feels more like a feature. Whereas, they even say it in the song here, One Mic, One Gun is Nas and 21 Savage, not featuring 21 Savage. So, like, that... 21 is all over the... And that dude is horrible. Like, I can't believe this dude is popular at all. Well, actually, I can, because people have no taste in music these days or whatever. So, especially when it comes to hip-hop. Their taste in hip-hop is just god-awful. And I think that's just because they're just used to this bullshit. But either way, I think the album, personally, is golden. It's going to take me a little time to see if this is better than the Magic one. I think it is, actually. I just think Meet Joe Black is like... If this album is better, I think Meet Joe Black is the best single out of everything on both albums. I think Meet Joe Black is just... That's some dope-ass storytelling. What I love about this, too, I think my favorite thing is this sounds nothing like the King's Disease albums. This sounds legit like a sequel to Magic. And I think the best way to wrap up this Nas and Hit-Boy, if they are wrapping it up, and it sounds like they're not. It sounds like they're going to keep going. But... I think he's got to get a Magic 3 out there. Maybe with, like, there's 11 track or 10 tracks on here alone. I got a 6-track album. I mean, that was, what was that? That was, like, the first Magic. Hold up now. I got to look it up now. Hold on. Where is that? There we go. Magic. I even love how the album covers are kind of saying, okay, that was a 9-track album. Yeah, you got Meet Joe Black on there and Speechless. Give me Meet Joe Black, be honest, whatever. That track is like badass right there. 9-track? Yeah, give me a 6-track album. Hell, even a 7 one. Or just another 9-track album. Yeah, I'm sure they could do another 9-track album. Wrap up this Magic trilogy. You gotta wrap this up now if you're gonna do a Magic 2. So, I just love that it just fits in the Magic universe. And when I talk of tracks like Meet Joe Black and Motion... They don't even sound like they would even be on the King's Disease album. So I do love this versatility and this difference in here. I think the album itself is really good. So I'm a fan of this, man. We're talking about like 5 albums in the past 3 years, and they've just been golden. Or is this album called Magic? So that's my thoughts on there. I was waiting for Cody to get back so we could talk a little bit of Nas and Magic there, especially since we're doing the 50 years of hip-hop celebration anniversary there. I probably should have saved the review for next week's episode when we get into Rum and talk about that then. But I know some people probably was wondering, oh, you haven't talked about it yet, because yesterday I wanted to dedicate, or not yesterday, but a week ago I wanted to just basically be full in the Sotros, talk about that tequila and the company itself, and I guess I probably should have cut this out. So I could have just kept this all Yayo, but I'm only doing one bottle of Yayo because I do not have the Reposado, I only have the Blanco. And I have a very special bottle of the Blanco because, well, what do you know, peep that out right there, the owner himself signed it. Now, granted, I cannot make up that signature, but I will tell you this, I was there when he signed it because that's when I met him, I asked him if he could sign. Now, I feel really bad. I feel like I should have got a third bottle because I really don't want to open this one. Actually, I don't want to open this one or again. And I got 2 of these signed by him. And I don't want to open either one because God knows if I'll ever meet this guy again. Coolest dude ever. I had some of the Reposado with him. Oh, the Reposado. I have to find this bottle. It is so freaking good. If someone can find me the Reposado, I will do a bonus edition to this review right there, because that reposado was just like, I just remember it was like butterscotch on the tongue, and then there was like banana on the finish too. Yeah, it was like weird. I was just like, holy crap, I never... Him and my buddy Ruben were just talking while we were sipping, and I was just trying to figure out what is that flavor profile. It's like some toffee, there's some butterscotch in there, and then on the back end, I was like, is that bananas and papayas and stuff like that? And he was just looking at me like, that's bananas. I was like, the hell? I mean, it just tasted so unique and different from a tequila. And look, I'm not really a tequila guy. I can't even fathom the amount of saying like, oh yeah, it's one of the better tequilas I've ever had. It's just, I'm drinking a lot of tequilas, and I'm the godfather of whiskey, not tequilas, for a reason. So whiskey is my thing, but like, this creation right here is just beautiful. I love the work they put in this, the showmanship, the craft. I love the frosted bottle of this Blanco here. Small batch made with love. I love the box design. He told me I need to tear this box open, and there's a QR code. I can see that there's like, oh yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I do see the QR code. I see it right there, actually. So he told me to... Hold on now. It's a shame that you have to tear the box open, because I really don't want to do that. Because that box is, like, really good. I gotta tell you, I think we're gonna tear this box open. Yeah, we're gonna tear this box open. Alright, because now, you know, he's got me curious. He told me to tear the box open. God, I wish I'd have just bought another bottle, because he signed this one, so this one feels special. I mean, he signed that other one over there, too. And I usually don't open the signed bottles I get, you know? Which reminds me, Mike, you have never signed any of my Blue Run bottles. This will have to change. It is a beautiful thing that, like, at all these spirits I've gotten to drink, I've gotten to meet the owners and gotten them to sign my bottles and stuff like that. I just think that's really dope as hell. This box is really cool. It looks like it'd be a rum. It's so tropical with the limes on it, the oranges, the trees. I guess that's really it. The bottle itself. Our tequila is masterfully crafted in small batches on a family estate. Naturally grown and additive-free, just pure blue agave, lovingly roasted, fermented alongside classical music, and double distilled for your drinking pleasure. Filled with cooked agave and citrus notes, Yayo can shine as a solo act or be mixed to perfection. Tequila as intended. And this was made in Jalisco, Mexico. Tequila as intended. Contents. That's beautiful right there. Let's get to pouring this bad boy right here. I'm going to tear that box open. Alright, I'm going to grow a set. I love that the cork is glass, too. Oh, shit. Well, it's open now, so I can go ahead and tear the box out, I guess. So, I'm drinking more Blancos and Reposados. And by the way, this is batch number 110. Bottle number 5,543. He told me that batch number 110 was very special. So, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, he said this was the last of that batch too. Well, either way, this is beautiful right here. So I'm drinking more Blancos and Reposados because I've been kind of tequila biased with only drinking like extra añejos and añejos themselves and stuff like that, and I usually go for the brown stuff because I feel like there's just much more to talk about, and I always felt like it was as a tequila noob, I always thought that was just the better tequilas. But I noticed that like Blancos and Reposados have kind of stepped their game up, especially in the flavor profile, and I think just to compete with it and show that, hey, we could be just as good. And so I was like, hey, I want to start getting into this. Look how clear that looks. That looks like water. I ain't gonna lie, my mouth is a little parched too, so I'm thirsty too. Ugh, but on the nose, it's all full blue agave. Smells very organic, very complex and clear. It's massive agave, some baked honey in there somewhere. Okay. I know on the box I said there's like limes and oranges on there, but
That smells like a lemon. Yeah, that smells like lemon. I get hints of the lime or whatever, but that's definitely lemon. And I think on the... Well, doesn't on the bottle it says... Let me see. No, it just says citrus notes. Okay. Well, I don't really get the citrusiness. I get some mint on there, though. Yeah, I get mint on there. From the Reposado, I remember getting the citrus notes on the palate, not in the nose. The nose, I remember just smelling heavenly. So, sip this thing, whatever. Cheers. Oh, shit, that's good. Damn, that's good. That is really good. You know what I love about this month, too, is it is probably the least I've ever spent on a certain spirit. Whenever we do these theme months or whatever, I usually just buy, like, I spend a shit ton of money usually. You know, I'll probably spend, like, let me get this rare bottle, $200-something, whatever and stuff. I think the El Alto is the most I spent, which I use a gift card for that, too, as well. But the Lalo... I think I got that for $39 or whatever. The Nosotros, they hooked me up with those. They gave me those for free. But even I did buy one recently. So and that was only like I bought some more minis too because Total Wine had some minis. Oh, they blessed their hearts. It was like $40. And then these two bottles, they were like they had them on a sale. And this was at Tequila Ranch. This is where I met the owner. This is where I first got to try it. He told me to come back and get it because they were having a great deal. I'm glad I went to the opening of this. I got them at Tequila Ranch. They had buy two for $80. I think they originally go for $49 or whatever. And I got both of these for literally under, I think it was like $75 to $80 or whatever. So that was a damn good deal. And then I got the owner to sign both of them. Very excited about that because that was a really good deal for a really exciting brand here. And just to be hitting this... Damn, this smells really fucking good, by the way. Oh, so I didn't even tell me what was on the palate. I didn't get the citrus note, but I got some pepper on there. Ooh. Man. This makes a great fucking margarita. I already know it. Agave's all over. I get pepper, some cinnamon notes. The fruit is still there. I'm trying to decipher what fruit, though. Ooh. The texture on this is pleasantly oily, too, as well. It's got a nice mouthful. There's that hint of mint there. And you know what? I taste papaya. I taste papaya like crazy on there. I still love that the flavor profile is still complex as well. It's just like I'm not comparing taste to the Reposado. I think the Reposado is just like, I need to do side by side to be honest. I'll figure out which one is better. I want to thank the boys at Tequila Ranch for this one because I was able to sip with them on this one. And that's when I was like, I got to buy this tequila. And they told me, hey, you got to come back on the grand opening day. This is when we're doing it. And I was like, hell yeah, I told you I'm coming back for this bottle. The finish, what I love about that too, is just long lasting. Medium length to long lasting. Very subtle, doesn't have a bite into it or whatever. It's nice and easy, smooth. You get a little bit of that black pepper-ish on the end, but a lot of it is drowned out with the agave. I taste a lot of agave. Grassy undertones, got that earth feel to it as well. Cinnamon, black peppers all there as well too. I taste some papaya, that I think that's the fruit that I'm thinking of. I love that there's a lingering effect of agave. It's a lingering combination of agave, something real sweet, and some spices on the palate end of the front end right there. I love that combination right there. That combination is perfect.
So, like, on the finish, it's more agave and sweet. I'm trying to figure out what is that sweetness right there. It could be the fruit itself or whatever. Whatever it is, it blends really well with the, I think it's the papaya, but I honestly, it blends really well with that mint note that I'm getting too. That mint note right there, it makes my breath kind of feels refreshing even though I'm drinking liquor here. Very complex Blanco right here. I like this a lot. Might be hands down one of my favorite Blancos. This and the Nosotros Blanco. Man, they're really up there. I gave that a last drop. And I Jesus Christ. I'm just handing out last drops. This tequila. I think I'm about to drop this with a last drop too. Gonna be a short episode this week folks. So like I said, knocking it out real quick. I've been going for 26 minutes, probably leave it at 30 minutes, and then we'll head up out of here. I'm just swirling this little liquid gold around, or this liquid silver I should say. Man, oh, I'm drinking this out of a long stem glass too, because that's a tequila glass to me. Oh man, so good. So it's like some honey in there as well too. Yeah, it's definitely honey. Maybe that's where the sweetness is coming from. Honey and agave, bacon spice obviously staying in the front end. What is it? And it's 80 proof too. I think every tequila I've had on here since the Lalo has been 80 proof, and it's so flavorful. That's what I love about the lower proofs here. And I think, honestly, this could easily be bumped up to a 90 proof. Totally dialed in. I think what they were going for, it's masterfully crafted. Beautiful mouthful feel, I should say. And the finish is just fucking insanely delicious. I still love on the palate there, whatever. It's got that earthy flavor to it as well. I'm still getting that notes of that. It's got that grass feel. It's about to be my last sip right here, so. Yeah. Easy to sip on, too. Very inviting. I love it. Very inviting. I feel like anybody can get into this. I'm willing to bet, because I was telling a bunch of coworkers about this bottle right here, how special it is. And having it again, I know that my palate isn't biased to, you know, just being there with the boys at Tequila Ranch and drinking this. Drinking it alone, having this, like, you know, well thought out, talked about thinking process as far as sipping it goes. I can tell they just took their time and beautifully crafted this spirit here. And I've told a lot of people that this spirit is really good, and I'm willing to bet that they would think the same thing as well, too. Yeah, I'm thinking of taking this bottle to my office, crack this bad boy open, maybe make some margaritas, you know, make some drinks out of it and stuff. I'm definitely going to keep the decanter on it, obviously, because he signed it and stuff like that. The AO Show. I'm probably fucking that name all the way up, by the way. I swear to God, I'm going to get it right. I didn't hear nobody correct me when I was saying that at Tequila Ranch, so that's what we're going with. But Yayo Tequila, the Blanco, chef's kiss. I give this a last drop. That's perfect right there. That is perfect. Man, this will go great with some fish tacos right now. Maybe some shrimp fish tacos. Ugh. I could taste it already. You know, this thing packs so much flavor that it pairs well with food. Like, I'm automatically thinking, man, what can I pair this with here? I think I'm about to pour another glass because, yeah, that was so sweet. And it finally feels nice to discover that was honey. I don't know why it took me so long to figure that one out. The more I kept sipping on it, I'm going like, yeah, that's got to be honey. The honey's blending in with the agave, and the agave is just this nice roasted tone here, whatever, that just, oh, it makes your palate just feel so nice and warm. It's got nice warmth to it as well, too, so, which probably isn't all that exciting these days when it's like fucking 117,000 degrees outside here in the lovely well, I was going to say the lovely county of L.A., but I guess it's all of California more so. Well, that is Yayo Tequila, the Blanco. You got to find me that Reposado. Maybe I can reach out to them on Instagram and be like, hey, you guys know where I could find this Reposado? I already made my claim that I'm only buying my tequila going forward from Tequila Ranch, so if Tequila Ranch doesn't have the Reposado, then I guess I'm just never really going to get it, to be honest. But that's my go-to store right there for the all good thing tequila. Check them out. They're over there in Paramount, California. Lots of tequila there, but also got a lot of spirits as well there, too. And buy Yayo Tequila. Man, this stuff is really good for a Blanco. My Blanco bias is gone now because of Yayo. Yayo and the Sotros. My Blanco bias is gone. It's one of the best out there. And it's very easily affordable. Anyone can sip it. I'm giving this a last drop, baby. With that said, that wraps up Tequila Month. This is probably one of the better months for these different spirits that we try. And that's worked out so well. So much that, like I said, next year me and Cody have decided to make this a permanent week now. So you'll have your whiskey week with me, your craft beer week with Cody, and then kind of your official tequila mix and match, if you will, and then the real mix and match, which could be out of the any of the three, to be honest. So with that said, I'm going to get out of here. People, I'm kind of tired. It is like blazing hot. Luckily, I have AC, so bill's probably going to be high as shit. Whatever. And that's going to be it for today. So we're going to get back in next week where we continue our 50th anniversary of hip-hop, celebrating that. We're getting down to our last few picks here. And then we kick off Rum Month. I thought I was going to have to go out and buy some bottles, but then I realized, oh, shit, I already got some rum in the house that I have never reviewed before that I bought. So I'm going to have to pull those bad boys out and revisit those. I think I made... Wait, did I make cocktails with it? Oh, wait, I did make a cocktail with it. Yes, right. I made a coconut cocktail with one. So, yeah. I think that was with the coconut rum. Either way, though, people. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I cannot end this show without doing it. I already said I was going to do it. I got to rip this damn box open. Such a beautiful box. But I said, I got to get that damn QR code. Because now, he got me. Oh, damn. See, I already ripped it. Curse these delicate hands of mine. Oh, I'm trying to open this up as nice as possible. Oh, I already ripped it. All right. Well. And this is cruel. They want you to tear this box open. See? They want you to. But I need to know what that QR code. All right. Okay. I see. Is that John and Sergio? Sergio, Master Distiller. So this has a whole map of Jalisco inside of it. Or Aranda's Jalisco, Mexico. They have the church over there. Jaime's Carnitas. I see agave plant. They call it the Agave Squad. What is that? That's a Chihuahua. They got the Latitude, Longitude. Okay, alright, we didn't open this up for this. Sip, discover, celebrate. Let's see what this QR code is. Hold still, damn it. Get out of here. So, holy crap. Okay, this is pretty cool. So it takes you to Yayo Tequila, but it's I don't think this is, you can like find this on their website unless you QR code this. It says uncover the secrets of Jalisco with Yayo's limited edition time capsule hunt. Stay up to date with the latest clues and map updates. Exclusive and rare, the one of one Yayo bottles. 2023, discover the signature taste of Yayo Reposado with a 12 barrel blend signed by the Vivanco family and master distiller Sergio Cruz. Keep an eye out for the additional... Hey, what the hell? Oh, no, hold up. Get it out of the way. I was reading that. Keep an eye out for the additional clues coming later in the year.
2022, savor the perfect blend of youth and experience with the Yayo Tequila Joven. This unique blend signed by the Vivanco family and master distiller Sergio Cruz combines 10% 10-year extra añejo with 90% tequila blanco for a rich and complex flavor. Unveiling the secrets of 2022. I don't even know if I should be reading this out loud because this is like it should be clues to my stuff. This lot is defined by its triangular shape. 2. Soil in this area is characterized by a mix of black and brown tones rather than red. And 3. Be on the lookout for a singular large tree in the area. 4. A large boulder wall encloses this property. And then it has a map. Do I have to go to Jalisco, Mexico for this? This is cool as hell. I see why he was so wanting of me ripping the box open now. That is dope. Can you find this on there? I'm going to go to their website, yayotequila.com. Are you a legal drinking age? I think I am. Yeah, I don't think you could find this on the website. So you have to... see... Yayo Blanco? Nope. Our story? Yeah, you legit have to... You have to get this QR code. So, that is cool as hell. I think this box is already a cool-ass design. And the fact that you... Oh, wait a minute. This map is a fucking treasure map. It's literally pointing you to where this QR code tells you. So, yeah, I have to go to Jalisco, Mexico. The tree is right there that it talked about in that QR code. This is dope as hell. So, I have no intentions or plans to go to Jalisco, Mexico anytime soon. But I'm sure for the people that are drinking tequila, I think this would be, especially if they go to Mexico a lot, then they would love the hell out of this. That was worth ripping in the box open. I thought that was a really cool additional little... perk out of this thing right here. Man, I'm not gonna lie, I really want to know what the hell's in that treasure chest now. Okay. Time to book a flight to Jalisco. Okay, well, that was actually fun. I'm kind of glad I did rip that bottle, that box open. That kind of makes me want to rip the other one open. Now I gotta buy more Yayo tequilas to rip the boxes open. Take this bastard back open anyway. I love this box. I tell you what, presentation alone gets a last drop on there, so the liquor does as well too. This was definitely worth reminding myself to come back to. So anyway, people, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you buy some Yayo Tequila Blanco and Reposado if you find it. And if you do find Reposado, let me know, because I want a bottle 12 too. With that said, I'm your godfather whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry. This glass is gonna crack one day doing that shit right there.